Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
You may remember that SNL skit where, oh my goodness, the guy, oh, you guys want some cookies? What guy is that? I can't remember his name. Really funny. But they're at the retail store, and this person in front of them is trying to return the clothes, right? And they're like, oh, I just want to return this. And they're like, the person working the counter, it's like, they're not playing ball. They're like, no, you got to with this, whatever. And then they finally just kind of give up and they step aside and they're kind of waiting. And then the you guys want some cookies guy comes up and he's like, take it back now. And so then they start talking like this, take it back now. We're going to put it back now. So I say this to you because you want to buy it back, Matt. You want to buy back your military time straight away, and I can help you do it. So, God, what's that guy's name? Is going to bother me. Anyway, if you know the guy's name, comment and help me because I cannot remember his name. He's hilarious and Night at the Roxbury, and you guys want some cookies? I can't remember his name. Anyway, so when you go to buy your time back, I want to go over step one. The first thing, nothing can happen until this gets done. This is requesting your estimated earnings. This is the full form. It's hard to see kind of because it's the full form. So I'll break it down for you. The first half of the page is going to show, it's going to ask you for your name, your address, all of that. Let me flip to the next page for the first half of the page. So it's got your name, your social, your military number, which is your social usually, obviously your birthday, branch of service. You've got to sign it in box 7. So that's sort of the extra step sometimes I have to help people with if I'm helping you do the estimated earnings request. You've got to get it signed. So then your address, city, all the good stuff. And then you date it. So that's the first half of it. So look how simple it is to start your buyback. Number one, name, address, birthday, social. You're going to be fine. Bottom half, this is where you're going to need your DD-214. It's going to ask you for your entry and exit dates of your active duty time. Many of you will have multiple DD-214s. Some of you have a DD-214 and a DD-215. What the heck is a 15? It's a correction for years if somebody made an error on your DD-214. So interesting, right? I had somebody who they like accidentally missed 8 years of service. Duh. Anyway, so he's got a DD-215. So this is where you'll put your entry and exit dates. Can you put multiples? Obviously, they've got a bunch of boxes. So if you've got multiple DD-214s, you're going to put your entry and exit dates. I entered, I exited, or changed crafts, or changed jobs, or changed MOs, whatever, and you'll add that. What are you going to add along with it? Your DD-214. Where are you going to send it? Let me show you. There's an upload page for DFAS, and that is, it's an online upload section to where you can scan in the estimated earnings form, you scan in your DD-214, and then you type in all your junk here. What is your junk? You just typed it. Your name, your email, your social. What branch of service are you applying for? And then you got to make some bull jive passcode. It's really long and they cry about all the stuff. I got a guy that calls it just United States Postal Service or United States Veterans Affairs or whatever with the year and an exclamation mark. Who cares? Just write it down. The only reason you need it is so you can log back in and say, hey guys, what's up with my ticket? Where's my stuff? Because it's going to take an average of 4 to 6 weeks to get back your estimated earnings from DFAS, the Department of Financial Accounting Services. So what the heck, Reyna? Where do I put my accounts or my documents? The bottom half of this page has the upload section, and it looks like this. The next page here, it's where you can upload separate. You can upload your estimated earnings. You can upload your DD-214. Then you have to click upload, and only then does it upload what you drag and drop, and then you click submit. After you submit, it'll give you a ticket number. Print the page or take a picture. Write the number down, whatever. Once that gets submitted, start a ticker. There's going to be 4 to 6 weeks before you get your estimated earnings form in the physical mail from the Department of Financial Accounting Services. Once you receive that letter, there's a whole nother form to send to your human resources. But I only wanted to go over step one. If you're saying to me, Reyna, I've never bought my time back. I have no idea what to do. Look at how simple it is. And I'm going to try to get the link to that upload in the, what you call it, comments. That way you can, or description, so you can click it and have the access to the upload. They used to only do a fax, but now they've welcomed themselves into this century and we can upload the documents straight away. Be sure that your DD-214 is the right form number. There are some that are good. There are some that are not good. I'm going to pull up the list of which ones are good. There's only one that's like not great. So let's see, DFAS. And it helps if I type it in right, DFAS. Okay, good. You can have a member 4 or a service 2, service 7, or a service 8. A member 1 is no bueno. So look at the bottom right-hand corner of your DD-214. If it says service 1, if it says member 1, nah, try again. If you do not have a DD-214, or if your DD-214 is ugly, like many of them end up being, like maybe it was a copy of a copy of a copy, or they wrote it on tissue paper, and it's just been, you know, put through the mill, then you can request a new one. Your VA, sometimes even the clerk of court of the county where you retired, will have a copy because it usually gets filed. Also, there's paid services online. It's like VA or DD-214 Direct is one that a lot of people have used and had great success with. They pay like $99 or $100 or something, and they get it within 24, 48 hours. So I find that to be worth it. But I like to try the free version first, obviously, if you can just get your DD-214. But again, you want a clean copy. If it's ugly and they cannot read it, then they're going to make you try again. So it's just worth it to just get the copy clean. And you're going to want to keep copies of this. You know this is going to come back to bite you. You need this stuff pretty much for the rest of your life. And you're going to need to upload it anyway into Aura when you retire if you have military time, whether you bought your time back or not. So why don't you just get paid for the time? You're going to have to upload the document anyway. So there you have it. That's step one, estimated earnings. When you get that estimated earnings in the mail, that is not the price you owe. That is how much money you made at the military. You're going to pay about 3% of this plus interest. But it is worth every penny, and I will become your best friend, not Travis. So if you know what that means, great. If not, look in the back videos a couple of times. There's context for that. And reach out. I can help you. If this looks daunting and scary, reach out to me and my team. We can help you with every step of the way. Happy military buyback to increase your pension. We will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.